KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Motorists who break the rules of the road could soon have their license suspended if they get 15 demerit points. The Road Traffic Infringement Agency plans to launch the demerit system in a few months' time. CEO Matsimola Moloi has told Newsroom Africa the violations recorded on the National Conventions Register can lead to license cancellation after three suspensions.
There's a rehabilitation program that has been introduced so that we get to check what exactly is causing you to be a repeat offender. R2X does not change what is happening. You get your notice and you have an option firstly, which is to pay within the first 32 days. What happens now is that you as an infringer get a benefit of a discount.
Cooperative Governance MEC Tula Sizwe Buthelezi has urged municipalities in KZN to tighten measures to combat the theft and vandalism of public infrastructure. He was reacting to the 15-year sentence handed to Fezile Zama for theft at the Ezingmoleni water pump station near Port Shepstone. Two water pumps and copper cables were stolen, severely disrupting water supply to local communities. Officials say Zama was convicted after police and the Ugu District Municipality Security Team ensured a watertight case. COGTA spokesperson Senzelwe Mzila says they hope the sentencing will send a strong message.
Every year, hundreds of millions of rands worth of infrastructure is stolen in KZN municipalities, plunging communities into darkness and causing essential services such as water, sanitation, and electricity to fail. The MEC has commended the diligent efforts of law enforcement agencies, including the Ugu District Municipalities Security Team and the Ezingmoleni SAPS, for their role in capturing and ensuring a successful prosecution of the suspect.
A little girl has been reunited with her mother after disappearing in the north of Durban earlier today. Search and rescue officials found the three-year-old who was last seen near Westbrook Service Station a short while ago. IPSS Medical Rescue Samantha Merrick says the child was found on top of a hill two roads away from the petrol station.
Members from IPSS Search and Rescue, Mobiclaw, Tongaat SAPS, and Amshali K9 SAPS Search and Rescue immediately responded to the area. Fortunately, after a one-hour search, the little girl was found safe, and after a quick checkup by medical personnel, she was handed over into the care of her mother.
And a search has resumed in the UK for former England rugby player Tom Voice, who is believed to have died while attempting to drive across a flood-swollen river in Northumberland. Police believe the 43-year-old was trying to cross Aberwick Ford when his car was pulled along the current during Storm Dara. He is thought to have been heading home after spending Saturday evening with friends. The car has already been recovered. The top story this hour: motorists who break the rules of the road could soon have their license suspended after 15 demerit points. Go to ecr.co.za for more news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Martin Odegaard hoping that Arsenal can go all the way in the Champions League this season. The FIFA World Cup venues for 2030 and 2034 set to be announced later today. And the Doozy Canoe Marathon to revert back to its traditional start at Kemp's Drift in 2025.